The driving force behind our article and this speech were two common shared experiences that myself and my co-author encountered over the last couple of years. The first is receiving from our clients industrial leases that were either drafted on a pre-printed form or on legal size paper in 10-point font, the kind you kind of have to squint at just to read right. And then the coupled experience of the client basically saying to us, this is an industrial lease, it's back of the house, we don't want you to spend a lot of time on it, it's not that important, even though it went to the logistics of their business. And we believe that that's a lot driven by the fact that customers and the public don't see this space, and so the clients don't give it the respect and the attention that we believe it needs to be to have. So that's the first set. The second set of experiences we have is that when we are brought a dispute over a lease, more often than not, it's with respect to an industrial lease that has not been appropriately and fully negotiated on the front end. The scope and subject matter of the dispute vary, but it all at the end of the day revolves around the fact that the lease does not address what the parties are disputing on. The landlord-tenant relationship has deteriorated, and the parties just don't know what to do. So we took those and we said, what could we do to help with this problem? And what we've decided to do is come up with five areas that we all can use as tools to educate our clients of this is why industrial leases deserve the same attention and negotiation as office and retail leases.